News of the Church, 182nd Annual General Conference, includes leadership changes in 70, Bishopric, and Relief Society. We can't all be together under one roof, said President Thomas S. Monson, President of the Church, in the opening session of the 182nd Annual General Conference on March 31, 2012. But we now have the ability to partake of the proceedings of this conference through the wonders of television, radio, cable, satellite transmission, and the Internet, even on mobile devices. We come together as one, speaking many languages, living in many lands, but all of one faith and one doctrine and one purpose. That statement was true of the more than 100,000 people who attended the sessions of General Conference in the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, on March 31st and April 1st, and of the millions more who watched or listened via TV, radio, satellite, and Internet broadcasts. Between live and delayed broadcasts, members and others around the world have or will have participated in 94 languages. Even prior to General Conference starting, many members of the Church tapped into these modern technologies to invite others to participate in the conference. The new widgets, banners, and infographics introduced in March, available in multiple languages, will be posted at conference.lds.org in the weeks prior to each General Conference. Several changes were made in Church leadership during the Saturday afternoon session. Among those released were the members of the Presiding Bishopric and the Relief Society General Presidency. Elder Stephen E. Snow was released from the presidency of the 70. 37 Area 70s were also released. For the complete list of sustainings and releasings, see page 27. Called to the Presiding Bishopric were Gary E. Stevenson, Presiding Bishop, Gerald Cosset, First Counselor, and Dean M. Davies, Second Counselor. Called to the new Relief Society General Presidency were Linda K. Burton, President, Carol M. Stevens, First Counselor, and Linda S. Reeve, Second Counselor. Elder Richard J. Maines of the First Quorum of the 70 was called to serve in the Presidency of the 70. Called as members of the First Quorum of the 70 were Elder Larry Echo Hawk, Elder Robert C. Gay, and Elder Scott D. Whiting. Called from the Second Quorum of the 70 to the First Quorum were Elder Craig A. Carden and Elder Stanley G. Ellis. Bishop H. David Burton and his counselor served together in the Presiding Bishopric for more than 16 years. While there have been presiding bishops who have served longer, no presiding bishopric has served together for as long. For text, audio, and video archives of General Conference in many languages, visit conference.lds.org.